Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This podcast will be best enjoyed by mature audiences due to strong language. Under the royal canopy, Khufu, Meretitis, and Hanutsen sit at three different desks reviewing papyrus. Sobekhotep stands to the side near the slaves. Khufu doesn't hear a word the women are saying as they sort the cattle tax. Instead, he consults with Sobekhotep on his number one issue, himself.
I am great, Sobekhotep.
Oh, Pharaoh Most High, Horus on Earth, one day you will be.
Not one day, today. Today I am great. So as my high priest, you're going to proclaim my many awesome victories.
Your most delightful eyes and knowing one. You have none?
Then make something up!
Khufu snaps for a slave to bring him a standard. Khufu slaps Sobekhotep with it.
Shoe slapping your high priest is not a very...
I don't give a shit! I need some results. You're my priest. Give me some PR, dammit!
Yasta, shut the fuck up! We're working over here.
Sorry, my queen. Okay, great sun and stars. I have my quill. What image would you like to project?
A great builder. And a large penis.
Sobekhotep crudely draws stick figure Khufu. Plus, build equals smiley face. Khufu leans forward and adds a big penis.
With the IKEA bricks, what can I build fast? Should I build a sunship that travels to the sun? No, that's crazy, right?
I believe we want a solid discus toss and landing.
Fuck discus! Stupid Greek sport! It's so lateral! The greatness of a pyramid is obviously in its height.
Excellent idea, Pharaoh.
Of course it is. I mean, what?
A skywalk. A pyramid with a skywalk.
Sobekhotep proudly displays his next drawing, a crude impression of muscly, half-naked stick figures standing on top of the pyramid in a rudimentary wraparound porch-looking thing.
Ooh, Pharaoh likey.
We've completed the cattle tax.
No thanks to you, morons. What's that? A skywalk? I could get high.
I'll order snacks for tomorrow. This will be great.
Yes, indeed.
Khufu settles back in his chair until he feels a ping. A needle has stabbed his shoulder. Everyone looks at Hanutsen.
I respect your tolerance to asp venom. Not that I know if that was in fact a needle that has been soaking in venom for 36...
Fuck's sake, Hanutsen! Stop it!
Meretitis snaps at a slave who brings her a steaming cup.
You stop it.
Meretitis pours it out and a toxic green plume rises. She snaps again.
No, you!
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 Meretitis snaps and pours again and again and again.
You!
No, God damn it!
You! You!
You!
You! You! You! You.
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 You. You.
No, you.
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 You. You. You.
Night has fallen. Aaron, Mimi, Keck, and all pyramid workers line up to receive their daily wages. As the nation of Egypt would like to very specifically remind you, quote, we have archaeological proof that the pyramid was a public works project and not slave labor, so stuff your preconceived notions. Egypt is rad. Woo.
And manual labor is so thrilling! I've never felt more alive, you know?
I prefer death.
The trio get to the front of the line. The form gives each person 2 coins.
That's it? This amount cannot possibly be right.
You're right!
The foreman takes a coin, shoos them along.
Gah! How cruel!
What's cruel?
You don't have to ask him. Aaron does this rhetorical interrupting.
The serpent tricked me and I ate. The sweetest work in the world pays schmutz.
Oh. I was hoping you saw some mummification tools I could practice with. Now I'm bummed, too.
Good. Now that we're all bummed, we should,
That's it! We're all bummed! All of us, together! And what are we together? A collective, a unit, no. We could be a union!
Nah, bruh. I don't serve Hathor. I'm not into the fertility stuff. Gross.
Not fertility. This is bigger than the continuation of the human race, okay? Imagine it. The culmination of every person, no matter their religion or gender, coming together to create a more equal economic class through collective bargaining. All are equal.
But if everyone is equal, no one is special. And do I sign up with the unspecials?
My specialness can carry your schlemiel. Collective!
I'll join, man. Death is the great equalizer. Thusly, a priest of Anubis is for equality.
It is settled. Yahweh has blessed us.
And Anubis.
God bless this union as we march for our rights.
Aaron, I don't know if our ancestral wandering will be extra effective.
Yeah, and I don't really vibe with the monotheism.
Shut up! Tomorrow, we march!
Pharaoh's posse arrives at dawn, ready to rage on IKEA blocks that have been added to surround the top of the pyramid. Rather like a magnetile display, you can't believe you actually got to work.
I, Pharaoh Khufu, sun and stars, am a great builder. Behold, the Skywalk.
Yeah. Let's get day drunk.
Ooh, look, they all came. By mod, I put together an excellent guest list. There's nobles, scribes, artisans, musicians, and everyone who is anyone in the upper echelon of Egypt society. The first ever mile-high party will be a triumph upon completion.
Khufu steps forward to give a little speech. No one notices. He throws his sandals at the musicians to shut up. His wives don't shut up. And with this kind of whiny entitlement we expect, Khufu makes somebody else get the crowd's attention so he looks less thirsty.
So Bekhotep, do the thing!
Oh gods, who will make our pharaoh, Horus on Earth, look awesome?
So Bekhotep's hands glow and a flock of vultures burst forth. The crowd screams.
No. This is good. Nekbet wants everyone to dance and have a good time. Dance so the vultures don't attack you. The goddesses of vultures' blessing is a sweet party starter.
People are trembling for the wrong reasons at my party. It should be a shivering good time from the overall pleasure of peeking in such extravagance. Not, ew, did you pee on my sandal, you wretch? Learn how to behave.
The party finds a way to limp on with the vultures circling to the side of the pyramid instead of above the skywalk. Hanatsun watches the vulture with her goblet in hand, clearly loving Sobekhotep's magical roll of the dice.
That is intimidating as fuck. What a time to be alive.
And how is Khufu finding the party he is standing apart from and observing super intently, but promise he is having a ball, and isn't it wonderful to celebrate success in a humble and very chill manner, if he may say so himself? Fuck it. He snaps for Sobekhotep.
Well?
Well, what, Ruler Most High?
What did everyone say?
Everyone? Most lofty one?
Herodotus? What does he think of my building that I'm great at?
Well, most elevated person about that.
Strapped to the top of two Grecian columns serving as absurd platform shoes, Herodotus approaches, slightly dwarfed by the skywalk.
but his presence manages to tower upward as his toga swishes gaily in the wind.
Hello, world! It's me, your very favorite world historian.
Tja, because he's the only one.
Because I'm the only one.
Ha-ha! Hey, I said that joke.
But I say it better. I got a request to investigate something, quote, hot and sexy. So here I am, your trusted documentarian. Saddle up. It's not what you thought.
Ugh, the clickbait whoring is so desperate.
An Egyptian ambassador, now I won't name names, but chief heathen, says the best party venue ever has been built. The Khufu Skywalk. Honey, I've never seen a more desperate party promotion, and I have bacchanaled with nymphs, y'all.
Ouch.
Where is the mingle space? Where is the hieroglyph portrait booth? Why are there vultures? Khufu has no iota of an idea of how to find the spot.
Unfortunate, really.
Preach.
I give it a 0 out of 10. Find yourself a rando field instead. For more makeup tips, check out my recent discovery of coal. See ya, sucker! Grease rules!
You wish your eyeliner was as good as mine, you unoriginal, slanderous sad sack and innovation co-opter! Can you believe that, Downer?
The wives exchange the face. Khufu fucking hates that face.
Now that Herodotus mentioned it, this is less idyllic than expected.
Your whining wife wants to let you know that this blows hippo balls, Khufu.
And my other wife?
It's pretty friggin' lame.
But everyone else loves it.
Everyone else is currently taking turns scaling down the slanted rope ladder, attempting to flee without notice.
Stop in the name of Horus!
They freeze and blink innocently.
No one is getting off the skywalk until they have mingled, glyphed, and danced for Nekhbet, and they're going to like it!
Dear bright lord of...
Party, you scaly piece of shit!
So Bekotep awkwardly waves his arm in a dance move. The vultures caw in approval.
Shots for everyone!
People hesitate. Khufu glares with fires bursting in his eyes. They drink. Khufu snaps again. The slaves drink too.
Woohoo! Let's have some fun! Mandatory fun is always the greatest!
We interrupt this podcast for the Pyramid People shout out. If you're looking for a podcast, and I'm always looking for another podcast, you have got to subscribe to our Queen Meretitis' podcast, Cleopatra. Two Middle Eastern queens, Lynn Molly and her co-host, Christy Bana, dig up the funny with other first-gen comedian friends. Special bonus if you tune into Queen Hanutson's, I mean Laura Lahan's, episode, Cleopatra. Cleo, P-O-D. Get it? Because it's a podcast. We want to share some community love by shouting out Golden Thread Productions in San Francisco. Golden Thread is the first American theater company to be devoted to Middle Eastern stories. Golden Thread's 2025 season revolved around threads of solidarity, amplifying Palestinian, Armenian, and Afghan stories. I'd like to share words of hope from artistic director Sahar Asaf. Though all our efforts might seem futile, we cannot allow ourselves to fall into despair. So what do? We continue to rebuild our lives, our homes, our humanity, one story at a time. Check out their website and go to a show while you're at it for their current season and advocacy at goldenthread.org. Now, back to today's episode. We know about the crown of the pyramid, but what was happening downstairs? Aaron proudly leads a march of three people wielding a flimsy, handcrafted megaphone. Mimi follows behind with tiny cymbals, and Keck bangs a drum along. To say they are out of sync in this display would be a grave understatement, which Keck approves of.
We're not gonna build it. No, we ain't gonna build it.
We're not gonna build it without fair pay and benefits and dental and housing stipends and bidets and growth opportunities, etc.
Give unto death his due!
Oh dear.
And by divine providence, the laborers are redirected to walk by the protesting trio.
You there, brothers and sisters and comrades all!
What did you call me?
I, like you, suffer under the crushing coil cast by capital.
Suffering is righteous.
And we all know who is responsible, who is at the highest point of the pyramid.
The swarm of Nekbet's vultures proceed to cause a shitstorm, literally, on the laborers. They look up and glare at the laughing, dancing rich, and the very figurative and literal display in status.
You see, my fellow bricklayers? The haves take and take and take before shitting on you. Literally shitting on you. I say, who puts them on top of the pyramid? How could they rise without us?
They couldn't?
Yes, Comrade Mimi, use your chutzpah.
I maybe chutzpahed out.
Mimi faints.
You matter. You are essential. And it is time for this great civilization, for this society of knowledge and agriculture and artisanry, to treat us like it!
Hear, hear!
The party is in full swing, but people are more tired than excited. Poor dears didn't even have socials to check. Khufu snaps, and everyone becomes joyful. Sobekhotep even sets off a massive Sobek firework. Khufu triumphantly sits back and watches Sobekhotep approach.
My son and stars, Pharaoh Khufu.
Pharaoh Khufu, great builder and party master.
Pharaoh Khufu, great builder and party master.
And historically beloved.
Sure. There's a problem, Horus on Earth.
You're telling me? My high priest won't say my titles right.
That's not what I...
When I say union, you say power! Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Meritidus drops her goblet, which thumps a protester.
One down.
The chief scribe approaches Khufu.
Sun and stars, Pharaoh Most High, the great builder, historically beloved ruler.
Excellent job with my titles. Scribes never fuck up.
We fucked up, my lord. There seems to be a labor movement occurring. Based on current projections, the pyramid will collapse because the reinforcing IKEA blocks we need to uphold the skywalk aren't present. We will surely crush all the laborers in our fall, and the pyramid will sink into the sands forever. We will surely perish. I pray my heart is lighter than a feather, and that I may serve you once again in the afterlife, Horus on Earth.
The chief scribe walks away to get a drink, which is simultaneously badass and horrifying.
This is not the perfectly lovely party I was promised, dear. First, humiliation from that toxic Greek slime ball, then these shouters, now another building crisis?
Unfortunate, son of Osiris.
Follow Khufu's gaze downward, where Aaron is living his best life.
I don't know what I've been told, but Pharaoh's stingy with his gold.
Yo, Husbro, they're mocking you.
Khufu snaps. A slave brings him an ornate hand mirror.
Everyone loves you. You are Pharaoh. You are a god. You are chosen.
A protester throws a rock at the skywalk. It gets close to the party before rolling down the pyramid. Then, rocks come at the skywalk in a volley before crashing back down on the protesters.
No more rocks! No more rocks!
No, no more rocks!
No, no more rocks!
It's not a chance!
It's not a chance!
Guys, I'm serious!
Guys, I'm serious!
One rock makes it to the skywalk. It cracks Khufu's mirror.
That's not auspicious.
I know, Sobek Hotep! Don't you think I goddamn well know?
I don't know if I can do this.
Khufu rubs his eyes and finds himself standing by a peaceful oasis, lit by a twilit sky.
What the jackal? Where am I?
This is Duat, the afterlife.
Holy shit! I'm dead? Because of Sobek Hotep jinxing me?
No, no, no! I asked a little favor from the big guy here, and he let me enter your mind palace portal, which you'll learn to use in time, so I can see how your first day is going. So, how is it?
Maybe it would be better if I was dead.
Ha 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 ha! Good one, son! Oh, you're serious? Seriously?
It's not my fault. There's some kind of labor uprising, which doesn't make sense, because I am great. And my priest is fucking useless, which doesn't make sense, because I am great. And my wives aren't really supportive, which actually checks out.
Ah, I have never had any of those issues. Any thoughts on what comes next?
I think I have to make a choice. A real choice. Gamble losing a home in the afterlife for my wives, my progeny, my priests, household, and, you know, me? On me being able to save the least auspicious day to have dawned.
Son, you are a leader now. You are Horus on Earth. As a ruler, you must bear responsibility with grace and justice, not excuses.
But what will people say about me?
What does that matter?
You're only saying that because people have only ever said good things about you.
You can't live your life based on what people will say. People are fickle in the best way. You have to make decisions, choose things. That's what will define your reign.
My people or my pyramid? People die. Buildings don't. Back to the real world. How do I do that?
Got to figure that out, son. Get it right on the first try. See you after you master your mind palace.
Wait! I'm not ready!
We never are, son. When in doubt, think. What would a rad dad do? You will know I am with you. Mwah! Kisses!
Khufu's little mind palace trip to Duat looked like he fainted to his party guests. However, only Sobek Hotep hovers over to ensure he is all right when Khufu violently sits up.
Slave! Papyrus and ink! Now! I must calculate.
Can't you doodle later, darling?
Fear not, my queen. It's like he's in a fugue state, possessed by the word of the gods.
Or he's high from a toxin that may or may not have been injected into each date, but that's chemistry.
Be still. Pharaoh speaks.
The skywalk freezes. The protesters freeze. Four vultures get caught in the freeze vortex and squawk because what the fuck?
Whoa, hell yeah!
We only have 112 seconds until you all will line Anubis's halls and await judgment. I am Pharaoh, sun and stars, and if you want to live, you will do as I say.
Khufu and Aaron lock eyes. They lock eyes more. They lock eyes even more.
The hell is that eye contact?
I will reduce your workday, increase your pay by 2%.
Whoa.
2.1%, or you can all die due to impending sinking to the center of the Earth.
Deal!
You cheapos! Never take the first counteroffer! Now we've lost the...
Sobek Hotep? I need strength.
Of course, my pharaoh. By the power of Sobek, come!
Hundreds of crocodiles crawl across the sands. Sobek Hotep casts magic white ropes, tethering them to his will and setting them around the pyramid, buying them time until the pyramid sinks completely.
In Sobek's name, forward!
Time check!
32 seconds!
All laborers, build a brick wall right there! Go! Build!
Come on!
they rush to make bricks to prevent the sinking pyramid from burying them in sand.
By the power of Geb!
Sobekhotep gains the strength of Geb, the Egyptian god of the earth, as he reinforces each brick and raises it upon the sands. They build and build and build, protecting the people from a sand avalanche.
By Horus, come from the sky.
The vultures come first, burying the skywalkers to safety on the ground. Next come Amir and the falcons, who carry Khufu and his wives to safety.
You're protecting the people, even though the pyramid will fall.
No one gets it on their first try. I will build another.
And so they watch. Sobekhotep returns from the wall, guiding the laborers to the most secure point, before riding two of the retreating crocodiles back to Khufu.
Let's hope becoming a god didn't ruin your math, Hasbro.
The pyramid collapses and sends forth a wave of sand so high it reaches the clouds. The laborers hide behind the wall, which, thanks to Sobekhotep's magical reinforcement, holds. Aaron, Keck, and Mimi look up, brushing sand off their shoulders.
Your people live, Pharaoh.
All hail Khufu!
Long live Pharaoh!
They worship you. You are a god.
A god with math. Math is so hot. You are so getting laid tonight.
Khufu and Aaron look at each other once again.
I am going to bleed you dry and change this world.
I will destroy your essence until you are forgotten on this plane and the next.
Is there some fuck-me tension there, or is it just midday?
And with a snap of their fingers, Khufu, Meretitus, and Hnutsen have slaves scurry forward to fan them with giant ostrich feather fans. What spoiled, rotten dickbags. Sobekhotep splutters as the fans tickle his face.
What say the gods, priest?
Pharaoh speaks.
God's damn right. Pharaoh rules!
And somewhere, in a faraway land, three shepherds lounge by their sheep. Then, the gravel shakes at their feet. The sheep are spooked. They look up and see thousands of Egyptians charging them.
Fuck Egypt.
Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This episode was written by Layla Abdo and features the voice talents of Ali Nasser, Layla Abdo, Adrian Duell, Adam El-Sharkawi, Laura Laham, Lynn Molly, Morgan Vincent Watson, Robert Vincent Watson, and Bree Wernicke. Sound design by Devin Wagoner, and original music composed by Nibal Mesoud. The Great Pyramid Scheme is audio engineered by Jason Koth. Learn more about our cast and crew at greatpyramidpodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in.